All right, this week's episode of Magnified, we're joined by Michael Stansky, the team lead of local Athens real estate team. How's it going, Michael?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So as usual with the show, I let the guests introduce themselves. Quick 30 seconds on who you are, what you're doing. We'll kind of dive into the conversation.
Awesome. So my name is Michael Stansky, and like you said, I am the team leader for local Athens real estate team, brokered by Real Broker. I am here in Athens, Georgia, where I have lived for the vast majority of my life, serving my community here. And I also have a passion for technology and real estate and leveraging technology to help us as real estate agents be able to do our jobs more efficiently and effectively and serve more people in our communities.
Yeah, so that's actually how we met. We're both with Real, and I needed a bit of advice or help with my tech stack. So Michael graciously gave me his time for that. Give us a bit of background of your time in real estate. You were with EXP first. Was that your first brokerage?
That's correct. I was with EXP for quite a few years. And then I made the move to Real last January, February, right around the beginning of last year of 2023.
What was it that got you into real estate?
I've always had a passion for it. I've had some exposure to rental properties. Some of the adults in my life growing up had rental properties. I always thought that was cool. And obviously there were the TV shows that were interesting about various flippings and all the different shows that were out there. So I've always just kind of been interested. And then I learned about the process and how it works. And I like that process. And I think it's cool. So I just decided, hey, I'm going to go out and do what I need to do to get my license.
So obviously with your expertise in automations, customizations, I think the topic of AI is very timely, right? Where do you see it going in the next 18 to 24 months? Because I think we're still a little bit green with it. I don't think it's where it needs to be yet. Where do you kind of see it going?
I mean, I think a lot depends on what happens in the space in the next 18 to 20 months, because what we're seeing is the results of the last 12 to 18 months have been most of the AI marketed products that are out right now are leveraging older models. They're not even leveraging the new models yet. So I have a feeling we're going to continue to see more and more capable platforms available that will allow for us to be doing our jobs more easily, whether that's via customer outreach, whether that's via analytics on the real estate data, whether that's via being our personal assistants. There's a lot of potential out there, even with what's currently available. And they're constantly updating those models. And it's getting to a point where more and more AI is getting trained by more and more AI. And that's just going to, in my opinion, exponentially increase what we have the ability to do as humans when it comes to what we're doing with our time.
Yeah, you know, my kind of take on it is that I don't think it should be used to replace the agent in the relationship. I think that's where a lot of companies are going wrong. But 100%. I do see the benefit of it taking some of the menial like follow-up tasks out of the equation. I mean, a good example is I use the AI for the CRM we both use. And it was good that it kept the conversation going. But the buyer said he wanted to change locations and thank you very much, sorry for wasting your time kind of thing. The AI responded, okay, no problem. If you need anything, we'll reach out. Whereas I jumped in and was like, no, I'll change the area you're looking at on the search. Don't worry, yeah. You know, all good. So I think that's what I'm saying. We're a little bit away from it. But as to your point, I think that just comes down to training the models a bit better.
Exactly. And it's about the adoption too. So what we're seeing right now is that AI bot is, I don't believe it's actually using an LLM of any sort. So I think once we see some of the bigger companies get more comfortable with the bigger models, and as the bigger models become more capable, because now it's getting to a point where you can give them less instructions and get more done, which is making it a lot easier for companies to integrate them into their systems. So, but I believe that the AI chatbot is more of a chatbot that has kind of some predefined rules that are set up for it, like you'd see in platforms like ManyChat or some other chat platforms out there.
Okay. What AI tech has impressed you in real estate? Is there anything that stands out to you? Who's doing it well?
There's a lot of different things happening. I haven't seen any big companies doing anything that, in my opinion, is earth-shattering. I think you've got companies like EXP and Real and some of the other cloud-based brokerages that I think are going to start really taking advantage of it. So, for example, here at Real, we have Leo, who is our kind of internal AI and can tell us, hey, here's what's going on with your transactions. Here's the contact information for your broker. So it's making it a lot easier for me as an agent to do my job or to get the support that I need from my broker. So I think to your point of it's going to be about simplifying and removing steps from a process rather than trying to replace anyone or anything with an AI. And I know for me, I don't want to replace me, but if I can spend my less of my time on the menial tasks and more of my time in front of clients, then that's good for everybody. I get to help more clients. That's good at the end of the day for my paycheck. But for me, it's all about serving the community and doing it in a way that is kind of fun too.
Yeah. So I think that's the key, right? It's help, but don't replace. So just kind of on the topic of, you know, we mentioned EXP and Real. What are your thoughts on the cloud brokerage model? Obviously you're a fan of it, having, you know, been with two different cloud brokers now. Do you see that being the, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer, that being the way the industry goes kind of completely at some point? Or do you think there's still room for the local brick and mortar ones?
I mean, I think that there's advantages to local brick and mortar, especially depending on the comfort level of the agent. Not all agents out there are super comfortable with technology. And I will be the first to tell somebody, if you're not comfortable with technology, don't join Real. Don't join EXP. Don't do that. If you're not comfortable at least learning or willing to be patient with yourself long enough to learn some of these things, they're not difficult. But I found in my experience, oftentimes the fear that people have, just helping them realize that, hey, there's nothing to be scared of, makes them take a breath and helps them realize like, oh, this technology is nowhere near as scary as I thought it was. And half the time it's people standing in their own way and not willing to be patient with themselves because they see it and they're scared rather than getting in there and getting their hands dirty with it and figuring it out. They see it and they're like, I don't know how to do this. And they freeze up. So I like to help people kind of get across that bridge too. So, you know, that's something that I like to offer when it comes to CRM training, technology, AI, automations, anything along those lines.
Yeah, I definitely want to dive into that a little bit shortly. So shifting gears a little bit, do you use social media as marketing? Like, what are you doing to market yourself as an agent at the moment?
Yeah, so right now I am using paid leads, and that creates a Facebook ad for me based on listings in my MLS, which is driving people to my website. So when they get there, they start operating, they move around on my website, which gives me the visibility to see what they're doing and lets me know who is active on my website and ultimately who's the most likely to be ready to make do a transaction pretty soon.
What kind of timeline are you seeing with those leads that are generated in terms of, you know, from lead being generated to showings or listings or even closed transactions?
That's a great question, because a lot of people, in my opinion, they look at online leads, and sorry, I'm going to take a tiny step back. I promise I'll answer your question though, but They look at their online leads and the way that they do their math on, is this a good lead source or not, is they look at their total leads that have come in and they look at how many deals they've closed from that source. And that's it. They don't look at anything in between. And I will tell you, if you're one of those agents, stop right now, because there is huge value in the what's in between those stages. If a lead source is providing you 1,000 leads and 3 of them have good phone numbers, then obviously that's going to matter down the line. That's definitely going to impact what your final, how many deals you get. So I think it's important to give value to the leads that, like you said, maybe they're not ready to buy today. Maybe they're not ready to sell today. So from my experience, to specifically answer your question, it's pretty typical to see anywhere from 6 to 18 months out where, you know, you might occasionally have somebody reach out from online who might be ready to do a transaction quickly. If that's something you're interested in, a good way to market that, here's a little bit of free advice, is offer relocation services, market yourself as the moving to your area expert. What I found is if a lead is calling you because they are moving for work, then they're moving, period. They are going to be right. buying a house. And ultimately that means that they're probably going to be doing it within a certain timeline, which you can very easily put into your pipeline. And people from out of town, when it's time to do showings, they come into town, you do a day of showings, they go home, then you write offers the next day, and ideally. And it's a little more bing, bang, boom than your typical buyer who, yeah, we're going to go look at three houses today, two houses tomorrow, four houses next week until we find the right one. So that's one way to kind of help hedge the quality of your leads. But again, it's very important to look at, okay, these are the people who are ready to buy in 6 months and nurture them properly. These are the people who are ready to buy in 12 months and nurture them properly. These are the people who are ready to buy in 18 months and nurture them properly. And then there's people who just want to look at homes on the internet. And I'm a big believer in if they're on my website rather than other sites out there, then I'm a big fan of that, because I would much rather them be spending time on my website where my brand exists. And if there's somebody that could be a good referral source, or maybe they're eventually going to want to buy. So unless somebody tells me they don't want to do business with me, I will gladly let them search for homes on my website for as long as they want to.
On that topic, what are your thoughts on registration locks, or, you know, forced registration to view the properties? Do you, what do you have it set up on your site as? Is it like one property, three properties, or as many as they want? Like, where's the, I always go back and forth, and I understand the idea of wanting to generate leads. You want to have people, you want to know what people are looking at. But at the same time, just having your branding in front of them all the time is almost as valuable. So, you know, where do you kind of land with all that?
I land right in the middle, and I keep mine at one, generally okay. speaking, because ultimately I want to give them, if it's a landing page for a single property, I want them to be able to see the thing that I'm bringing them to my website for, yeah. gladly give them that value. If they want to click around, I do ask them to register. Does that always mean they register with good information? No, but sometimes they do. And that is one thing I really like about Facebook ads specifically is, if they're set up correctly, then it's going to pull the, generally by default, will pull their name from their Facebook account and their email from their Facebook account, which is going to, 9 times out of 10, without them having to do that, it'll autofill. So it's going to prevent them from putting in something that's not true. And it also gives you good data that you can then use to add them on Facebook or send them marketing, whatever you're going to want to do. For me, if they don't want to register, fine. They don't have to. They can go somewhere else. That's totally okay with me. And if they do register, great, wonderful. Now I have an in with them and I can start communicating with them and I can ask them, hey, how can I help? What can I do for you?
Yeah, okay. I like that. Now, are these ads the main source of your business, or do you work your sphere more? Like, what are your kind of main buckets for generating business for yourself?
Yeah. So I use online leads to, again, just working on filling that pipeline. For me, real estate's a long-term game, not a short-term game.
Yeah.
And so right now it's mainly those online leads that I'm nurturing and any sphere referrals or brokerage referrals, because obviously yeah. Real has a great referral network.
So let's talk a little bit about the customization, the automations you've done within the CRM and anything in general, really, because I think that's really important for people to understand that while you can set up and get it, it's important to make things happen in your voice and in your personality and just have everything flow in a way that works for you. Like, what are the main things that you've done or you recommend people do?
Absolutely. So this is one of the questions I get asked more than pretty much anything, is if I have templates or smart plans that people can just copy. And the truth is, even if those exist, even if I have one to give you, if you copy and paste that, that's not a good move for your business, because what I'm writing and my voice is going to be different than you writing in your voice. Now, the good news is these days, it's really easy to take templates that somebody else writes or that are provided or that are copied and pasted and get content that sounds like you, because you can use amazing technologies like ChatGPT. You can feed it some of your content that you've written and you can tell it, hey, help me write some long-term drip campaigns for my real estate business using the sound of my voice and my tone, and I want it to feel like it's coming from me. So one good example I use is, you know, for text messages and emails that are going to be sent on a campaign, if I'm writing them to go out to my clients, I'm going to use hi there, hey, hey there. That's generally my greetings, my salutations. Yeah. So that's my voice. So that might be different for you. You might be a hello or a hello there. I don't know. So I encourage people, even if there are templates that you can copy, there's some really great templates in the Lofty library. They're ready to go. They already have their date set up. Go through there, copy it, clone it, and go through and personalize it. Make it sound like you. Give it your voice. Give it your tone. You can still use their templates as outlines and then take and make sure it's in your voice. That way it feels like it's more authentic and coming from you.
Yeah, you know, one thing we talked about last time we talked is using AI to do that, right? So you can almost, you can train ChatGPT to learn how to write in your voice with your language, and then you could almost give it the templates and say, rewrite this in my voice.
Absolutely. You know,
that's a great 100%. Way of leveraging it.
Yeah, you could do that within a couple of minutes.
So let's talk a little bit about your real estate business. What have been what three things would you give, you know, in terms of advice to a new agent? What are the three things that all agents should be doing in real estate 2024?
I'm a big believer in systems. So if that system for you is a pencil and paper, great. If that pencil for you is a spreadsheet, great. If that system for you is Lofty, great. Just a big believer in using a system to stay on top of your business, because if you're not, either you run your business or your business is going to run you. I believe that for a long time. So whatever you're going to do, learn your system, get the most out of your system. If you're not using technology, I do recommend that, but that's just not going to work for everybody, and that's okay. I'm a big believer that when it comes to real estate, there is no one size fits all rule. There are obviously things that we should all stick to and good guidelines and rules of thumb. But the truth is, some people still like to cold call and door knock. That is not me. I will gladly go door knock around an open house that I'm doing, but I don't want to just go randomly knock on people's doors, because that's not how I want to spend my time. I would much rather spend my time talking to you or working on a social media campaign or going around and talking to local businesses and seeing, you know, what information that they might have that I can share with the community. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's it really, right? There's many ways of doing things within real estate. And I think the mistake a lot of people make is trying to follow other people's leads where it's not the right direction for them. So yeah, I'm definitely in alignment with that. And kind of countering to my question, what are the three biggest mistakes you've made or you've seen other agents make? I kind of just gave you a free one there. But you know, you've been in the game for a little while now. What have you seen where agents have gone wrong? We've got a pretty high turnover in terms of new agents getting into the business and leaving. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a tough one. Because again, there's not one size fits all answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that lack of follow-up and lack of consistency is probably the number one issue I see with new agents. I know I myself have issues with that sometimes. And you know, that can be the nature of the beast when it comes to the flow of business in real estate, whether it's because of seasonality or because you get busy, so you stop doing your lead gen, and then your pipeline empties out, and now you have not a lot going on. So there's that kind of cycle that a lot of agents get themselves into. And that's why I'm a big believer in these systems. I'm a big believer in filling the pipeline out 18 months, not just trying to focus on a paycheck next week or next month. Because it's, if you think of it as a long term and you're focusing on, okay, I already know I have 7 or 8 people who should be closing a deal this next year, and I'm still lead generating, and I've got all these other people, and now I've got these people for referrals. Just the consistency is what matters.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And to that point, how long was it until you'd built your pipeline enough to be comfortable with the fact, all right, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing for my career? Because I think a lot of agents get discouraged. A lot of them, like myself, do it as a part-time thing to start with. How long did it take you to really establish yourself?
Well, the first step was me deciding how I wanted to run my business. So it's very, I know you know this, but it's very important for us to remember that we're wearing multiple hats as real estate agents. Yes, we're real estate agents, but we're also business owners. So I had to take a long, hard look at what I wanted my business to look like for the next 5 to 10 years and how I wanted to invest my time and my energy and my money in the business. And how I did not want to do those things. So I'll be honest with you, it took me a few years to kind of wade through some of the things that I did not want to do. And that's okay. I think if you're in a position where you're fortunate enough to not have to rely on the commission income, then that's beneficial. And so I'm a big believer in the part-time real estate agent. I think that's a great way to learn what you're doing. And I think that again, that gives you the opportunity to really figure out what works for you, what doesn't, and what you can leverage as your business and scale as your business. So I think just always be thinking about scalability and how you'll scale it in the future.
So one of the other things I think is also great about real estate in general is there's a lot of room for the entrepreneurial routes you can take. You know, obviously, like with a brokerage like Real, we've got the revenue share thing. So there's an agent attraction portion of it. There's a whole other business. You know, some agents just do that and don't even do active buying and selling. You've obviously got your new venture, if you want to talk about that a little bit. That's really the great thing about this business and this industry. It's not just about the transactions anymore. There's a lot of opportunities. So kind of talk us through like where you saw the opportunity and how you've kind of started to scale it.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, one of the great things about real estate is the space for all of the ancillary services. And one thing I really love about the culture here at Real is the agents helping agents, and the tools and the networking capabilities they give for us. So you and I met over Workplace, where we have a group that's specifically about Lofty, and there will be people in there saying, "Hey, I need help. Hey, I need help. I need help with this. I need help with that." And one thing I love about our culture is all of our willingness to just help and give free advice. And hey, here's something that I know how to do that me communicating that to you would not be any skin off my back, and we all grow together. So I started seeing more people asking just straight up like, "Hey, is there anyone out there that I can pay to set up my Lofty? Is there anyone out there that can answer these tech questions? Is there anyone out there that can automate this platform to this platform and connect my leads from over here to over here or set up this AI automation?" So I realized that my particular set of skills matched up pretty well with some of those requests being asked, and realized that I have value to add. So at this point, I have been just trying to kind of figure out what that looks like and find ways that I can add value for agents, whether it's doing Lofty setups, whether it is kind of just being a general IT guy that you have around and on retainer for when you need it. So kind of just figuring out what that looks like and the best way I can add value for agents and help their businesses succeed. I'm big on the rising tides concept, and I like helping people help their business succeed. If I can sit down with somebody and set up some automations for them, and then a year later they go, "Wow, Michael, you've helped me increase my business by $100,000 a year," that would make me so happy, especially if it's by them not having to do anything. Or anything else, anything additional, anymore. If I can help somebody take a manual process that's currently 20 hours a month down to 1 hour a month, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, and I think the great thing about it is it's coming from a place of service, right? You're just trying to help people. And then at some point, that's reciprocated by paying you for it because you know, you're valuable. Anyway, Michael, this has been a great chat. Where can people find you online, social? What are your handles on that?
Absolutely. So social media, Local Athens Real Estate. You can also check out localathensrealestate.com. If you've got any clients, friends, family moving to the Athens area, I would absolutely be honored to serve them. Also for CRM automation, general business automation, you ever just want to talk tech, real estate, AI, any of it, stanskysolutions.com. is going to be the best place to find me there. And just look for more updates on that website as they're coming out.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Awesome. Thanks so much.